Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tonight, our prayer focus will be dealing with curses
and limiting forces.
And I want us to pray very, very aggressively and very forcefully. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 to verse 19. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, he said, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Verse 19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shall thou return. Somebody say, God forbid. What are curses? First, the blessing is the empowerment unto success and ease in life. When a person is blessed, he has been empowered unto success and ease in life. The curse is the opposite. The curse is the empowerment unto failure and frustration in life. Failure and frustration. Failure and stress. Failure and struggle. We will not go into the details of what bring about blessings or curses. The curse is the empowerment unto failure. What is the effect of the curse? First of all, the curse brings about the limitation of potentials. It's all about limitations. It's the limitation of potentials. Second, it brings about the limitation of productivity, where you labor and you can't see your labor. He said, you will sweat, but nothing will come forth. It brings about the limitation of productivity. Existence of purpose. When a curse is in the Garden of Eden and to fulfill his purpose there, the curse drove him out. The curse took him out. His resistance, because of curses, the resistance of purpose. Number one, it limits potential. Number two, limits productivity. Progress. The curse brings about the hindrance to progress. Hindrance. That is, you see life stagnated on the same spot for years. Stagnant. Nothing is moving. Easy for others is difficult for a cursed person. Hinders the realization of possibility. So when it is time to pray tonight, I want you to pray with passion. Everything, whether it's an ancestral curse, a family curse, a witchcraft curse over my life. Now, for me, the most important one, all of them are important, but the most important one is that demonic power trying to stop me from becoming what God wants me to be. Trying to stop me from fulfilling purpose, driving me out of my Garden of Eden. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14 say, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everything. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 11, he say, as for thee, by the blood of thy covenant, you sent forth your prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. That without relief, you can come out of it by the blood. What a good thing. We'll be taking the communion tonight at the end of the prayer, applying the power of the blood. Whatever is called the curse shall be flushed out tonight. Praying. I will not go until you bless me means I will not let you go until you take off the curse from my life. Genesis 32. You did very well. Some of your fellows stand as if they are immobile. I will not let you go until you bless me. Somebody needs to pray that tonight. Whatever followed my father can't follow me. Whatever followed people in my community can't follow me. I am at this place of prayer and fasting tonight. Let the curse break.
Amen.
And God broke it.
Amen.
And his name was called no more Jacob. His name became Israel. Whatever label was placed on you by a curse, today I decree that label shall be reversed.
Amen.
That label shall be canceled.
Amen.
Whatever limitation was placed on you by the curse, that limitation is resisted.
Amen.
Whatever negative identity was placed on you by the curse, today it is over.
Amen.
From this moment forward is a change of season.
Amen.
And a change of phase.
Amen.
Stand up on your feet and let us crush the curses by the power of the blood, by the power of prayer. There are many things, but we'll hold on to these two today. By the power of the blood, by the power of Calvary, we are going to lift up our voices and we are going to pray. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. What the devil says you should not be, you will be. We are the devil say nobody in your family should reach, you will reach. Lift your voice and say, Father,
tonight
I come before you,
I come to receive
total deliverance.
First
of all, say, Father,
thank you
for your word,
to me tonight,
to glorify
you
in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray.